This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his government has taken slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. He said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. He said his government is working to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by emphasizing on 100% saturation of schemes. The Prime Minister was replying to a discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint session of Parliament in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Modi said the President's address was inspiring and gave the government's efforts of Viksit Bharat more strength.
राष्ट्रपति जी के संबोधन में अगर हम बारीकी से अध्ययन करेंगे तो ये साफ नजर आता है कि उन्होंने देश के सामने भविष्य के 25 वर्ष और विकसित भारत के लिए एक नया विश्वास जगाने वाली बात, एक प्रकार से आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी का ये उद्बोधन विकसित भारत के संकल्प को मजबूती देने वाला है, नया विश्वास पैदा करने वाला है और जन सामान्य को प्रेरित करने वाला है.
Highlighting the initiatives taken by the government, the Prime Minister said 4 crore homes have been given to the people and 12 crore toilets have been built across the country, which has eased the lives of crores of people, especially women. He added that over 12 crore tap water connections have been provided to poor people across the country under the Jal Jeevan Mission, which reduced the spread of waterborne diseases significantly. He said budgetary allocations for capital expenditure has witnessed massive hike during his tenure and it has been raised to over 11,21,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister said various steps have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class, resulting in more savings in the past 10 years. He said recently the government has announced the income tax rebate up to 12 lakh rupees, which is a major step towards strengthening the finances of the middle class. The Prime Minister said that his government has increased the job opportunities for the youth of the country. He said that 10,000 tinkering labs have already been established in schools and 50,000 more such labs are to be set up in the coming years. Mr. Modi said that initiatives like the development of artificial intelligence in India have been prioritized by his government. He said NDA government has created a separate ministry for tribals. Prime Minister Modi said that it was his government that started the Ayushman Bharat for the poor and elderly. Later, the House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint houses of the Parliament with voice vote. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today assured strict action against corruption, stating that the government will not tolerate irregularities in the farm sector. His remarks came during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today. The minister was replying to NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule's allegations of corruption amounting to 5,000 crore rupees in Maharashtra's agriculture department. The government today said 26 primary agriculture credit societies, PACS, have been selected by the oil marketing companies for taking up retail dealership of petrol and diesel pumps. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls will take place tomorrow. All arrangements are in place for the smooth and safe conduct of the polling. The polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are eligible to cast their ballots. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1.8 lakh personnel for the Assembly elections. Talking to media in New Delhi, Special Commissioner of the Police Crime Branch, Devesh Chandra Srivastav said that as per the instructions of the Election Commission, elaborate arrangements have been made. He added that the polling parties are moving to their respective booths. Delhi Metro will start operations from 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on the voting and counting days to assist the staff deployed for election duty. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh, including the north portal of Atal Tunnel in Rohtang, received fresh snowfall today. Kalpa in Kinnaur district received snow and rainfall. In Mumbai Open Tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals today. She registered win over compatriot Vaishnavi Adkar in the round of 32. And that is the end of this news bulletin.